Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Jameis Winston, is there a potential that he could be priced out of the Saints market by another team? Brad Spielberger joining us now, salary cap analyst for Pro Football Focus and contributor at overthecap.com. Brad, I was just thinking about this because the Saints want Jameis Winston back, but what would the market look like? Will there be much of one the Saints will have to compete with in free agency if they don't agree to something before the new league year starts 2 weeks from tomorrow?
So I think working in the Saints' favor is the fact that it's a bit of a saturated quarterback market, and not necessarily a free agency. You know, there's not a ton of options there, but we've seen, you know, the trade market is clearly robust and a lot of moves have happened there. And then just you kind of go down the list of teams that you think would maybe be interested in Jameis Winston. You know, the Bears are potentially an option, but they've obviously been exploring the trade market, you know, heavily. You know, I think Pittsburgh, maybe if Big Ben doesn't return, but frankly, they're in as bad of a cap situation as the Saints are. So I would say that it'd be just as much of a challenge for them as it is for New Orleans. I don't know, a couple of teams, maybe Denver, but I think at that point they would just stick with Drew Lock and try to make something work. So I don't think there's much of a threat, you know, in the free agent market, you know, for Jameis Winston.
Now, you know, Brad, when you look at a team like where the Saints are at, the Bears, you look at the Washington football team. Now, my understanding, the Bears, they're going to go with Nick Foles. And then you look at the Washington football club, where they're going with Old Dominion. Are they going to go with Kyle Allen? But what is your take in the direction maybe they're going and maybe the attraction of Jameis Winston versus even like an Alex Smith or Ryan Fitzpatrick who could end up depending on what the Saints would do? Because, I don't know, Fitzmagic, to me, I'm not saying a starter, but boy, what he did for the Dolphins were glad to have him last year.
Yeah, he was great, but I kind of hear you that you probably don't want to come into the season with him as your planned starter.
Right.
A great reserve, great backup quarterback. You know, you're right. Washington's a good name to mention. They obviously announced yesterday their plans to move on from Alex Smith, and so they do have a hole at quarterback. They do have a lot of cap space available. So they could be a suitor as well. But I think they're, again, they're a team that's been really heavily in the trade market, and they may also, you know, explore trading up in the draft for a quarterback. So, yeah, Jameis is definitely an option there as well. But I think, you know, at the end of the day, the Saints potentially were smart in that teams didn't really see a lot of Jameis this year. It's not quite like Teddy Bridgewater last year where he had that five-game showcase to,
right,
you know, show what he still got, show his talent. You know, Jameis didn't have that opportunity because of Taysom Hill. So I think teams are probably just going to be a little bit more cautious. And I don't think a team like Washington would make a splash on a guy like Jameis. I think they might just think, let's just go long-term. Let's be patient here.
Brad Spielberger, overthecap.com, also Pro Football Focus, salary cap analyst. How different is the Saints roster going to look in the fall compared to where it is now with the salary cap space that they don't have?
There's still a few more cuts to come down the pike. I know today they were mentioning how Malcolm Brown, they were trying to shop him in a trade. I'd be surprised if they convince someone to actually give them a pick for Malcolm Brown. Typically what teams do when they know they're about to cut a guy is they try to see if they can just get a late-round flyer. You know, someone sends a seventh-round pick just to take the guy on. I don't think that's going to be successful. Pretty much across the league, I think we're going to see a bunch of that, and I don't think it's really going to work out. But frankly, their method to get a bunch of space isn't so many cuts going forward. You know, I think we could see maybe a guy like Latavius Murray get moved on from, maybe a Janoris Jenkins and or an Emmanuel Sanders, a couple more vets. But the bigger avenue is a bunch of restructures, you know, just pushing money down the line for guys like Cam Jordan, guys like Michael Thomas. maybe extending a Ryan Ramczyk, extending a Marshawn Lattimore. Those moves are kind of their easier avenue to clearing cap space.
Now, along those lines, Brad, like Jerry Cook, I think Saints fans, they said, okay, you know, we've seen enough. We want to go in a different direction. I was just looking where the Vikings released Kyle Rudolph. You know, we know what a good tight end is. Boy, when you look at Jimmy Graham, God, who was the guy from the Giants? So we got from Oklahoma.
Jeremy Shockey.
Jeremy Shockey, Jimmy Graham. So I'm just thinking Saints fans embrace the tight end position. Ben Watson. You go on and on. Now, not so much as of late, but what is your take on Kyle Rudolph? And is his price tag too high? Because I see the Vikings just released him.
Yeah, so, you know, I think he could be a guy, you know, now at 31 at tight end that may not have a robust market. He's kind of a guy at this point that does provide value in the red zone. There's no question. You know, jump balls, you know, fade routes in the end zone. He's a great candidate there. But in between the 20s, he's not really giving you much. You know, how he fits opposite Adam Trautman, I'm not sure. They're both kind of inline guys. I'm not sure you want either of guys kind of lining up in the slot, stuff like that. But from a price standpoint, no, I think he could be a guy that signs kind of a cheap one-year deal, maybe tries to have a good season, then get back on the market for one more substantial deal. But, yeah, you know, I think they're going to explore guys like that, kind of older veteran presence, potential, you know, more potential cuts to pair opposite Trautman. But it does sound like they were really pleased with Trautman's growth throughout the season, obviously coming from Dayton. So, you know, the jump to the NFL was a big jump, and also tight end is a position right. That tends to take longer to develop. But he had a good year, and particularly those last, you know, couple of weeks, 6 weeks or so, he was starting to look like a, you know, a true number one tight end.
Now, you know, Brad, looking at the NFC South and staying on the tight end position, look at Cameron Brate, O.J. Howard. Does the Bucs, did they invest Gronkowski going forward or what? There's only one football, but it seems like they'd maybe expect O.J. Howard to contribute in the future.
So that's a great call, and I think Cameron Brate will probably be the odd man out there. It could be O.J. Howard, but Cam Brate, and I think he would work well with Trautman, is not going to be a guy you want to put in line almost ever. He is a move tight end, a U tight end. You want to line him up, you know, and just, you know, use him in pass route, stuff like that. So he's a guy I think could be a great fit. I do expect him to get cut. He took a pay cut last offseason just to stay on the roster. Maybe they try to do the same again this offseason, but I think he might be the odd man out in that tight end room. And I think he could be a guy that, again, the Saints could, you know, try to go for a small deal, and I think would be a great football fit and potentially a good financial fit.
Now, you know, Brad, when you look at cover corners, obviously around here in these parts, everyone says that no matter what the salary cap, Ryan Ramczyk, he has to be part of the future in the mix. And then some people up and down on Marshawn Lattimore. And then you look at Jackrabbit, Janoris Jenkins. What is your take on the corner position and dealing with Lattimore and Ramczyk?
Yeah. So first off, I think Ramczyk extension, I'm not going to call it a foregone conclusion, but I think it's definitely going to happen. He's been one of the best, if not the best, right tackles since the moment he stepped into the NFL. I think it just makes sense for both parties. I think that right tackle market also has a lot of guys coming up. You know, Taylor Moton in Carolina is a good player. There's a couple of young players, obviously, staying in the NFC South. We all saw Tristan Wirfs this year. Certainly a couple of years till he's due for a contract. But,
right.
You know, they could beat the market a bit and give him an extension that might come near the top of the market, if not the top of the market, but in a couple of years could look like a discount. So I do think he's definitely going to get extended. Lattimore has been a bit volatile. You know, corner is a volatile position. We're used to a lot of variance there, so the ups and downs of that position are just the reality of the position. But I think he has talent, just innate talent and ability that you can't always find, you know, for a true lockdown number one corner. So I think they'll try to, you know, keep him around as well. And I do think Jenkins potentially gets moved on from, but he had a fine year. I think he still has a lot in the tank, even at an older age, especially at corner. But I think that cap savings might just be, you know, a necessity for them. And then I think, you know, they could explore maybe the second tier kind of cheaper options. Maybe try to go after a guy like a Ronald Darby. He might get a big deal, but maybe the injury still scares some teams off. Michael Davis with the Chargers, good player as a CB2, you know, tall, 6'2" outside guy, can play up in press if they want him to. You know, so I do think that might be an area where they cut Jenkins, get the savings, and then spend either cheap or maybe mid-market.
Brad Spielberger, OverTheCap.com, Pro Football Focus.
He's a salary cap analyst for both a contributor at overthecap.com. Brad, okay, so the Saints are short on draft picks and they're short on cash, right? Would it at all surprise you? We're just talking about Jackrabbit being let go, but would it surprise you if they straight up trade Marshawn Lattimore because they're going to save $10 million and not going to eat any dead money and get something in return?
I don't think it's the craziest thing. I think I may have even, you know, floated it in an article as a potential idea. Like you said, you save a full $10 million, there's no dead money there, and you bring back some, you know, some draft picks. They obviously they benefit from, they're going to now get a third-round compensatory pick for Terry Fontenot signing with the Falcons as their new GM. So that, you know, that's huge for the Saints, who I think had four picks before that. So they now get another third-rounder. In addition to the third-rounder they're supposed to get for Teddy Bridgewater in his contract as another compensatory pick. But, yeah, I mean, I think you could get probably a second and a fourth or something like that. I don't know if you fetch a one for Lattimore. But still, you know, a nice second-round pick and maybe some more beyond that. It definitely could make sense for both sides, and they just try to kind of reset that secondary at the corner spots, you know, get young, get cheaper. I think it's possible.
Now, Brad, you look at the safety position. I don't know, it's not a traditional strong or free safety, you know, hybrid-type players like Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, who the Saints love, and they want him on the field. And you look how the movement we've had, let's say, the past two seasons, like Von Bell goes to the Cincinnati Bengals. And then they bring in Malcolm Jenkins. And Sean Payton said we should have never let him out of the building. And now you look at Marcus Williams. And then you look at his production. The one thing Saints fans, they all remember the Minneapolis Miracle. And they were discouraged by his play whether you would pay him or not. But where are they at with that safety position, particularly Marcus Williams and invest in him in the future?
Yeah, so they came out this week and said that, you know, he is their priority in free agency, which makes perfect sense to me. You know, I think Hendrickson's a fine player, but they're a bit deeper at edge. And I think Williams is a perfect pairing opposite Malcolm Jenkins. Like you said, both kind of hybrid guys, but he's that deep third free safety that roams and, you know, is, you know, can attack the ball and stuff like that. So I think they're going to try their hardest to keep him. It's possible. I still do think he's going to have a robust market and have a lot of suitors there. I think they're going to, if they make any big signing this offseason, I bet it is Marcus Williams. Fortunately for them, if they can't work it out, there's a ton of free safety sitting, you know, in this free agency class. You know, it's about 10, 15 guys deep. And so they could maybe also explore some cheaper options there at free safety. Just to, you know, throw out a couple names, you know, Rayshon Jenkins, another guy with the Chargers. They could explore even like a guy like Malik Hooker, you know, from Indianapolis coming off an injury, a bit better in single high, but, you know, again, a versatile guy that can play in the deep third and you know, be a ball hawk. So there's a lot of options at safety.
Brad Spielberger, overthecap.com, profootballfocus.com as well. Brad, always a pleasure, man. Thank you so much for the time. Good insights.
Thank you for having me on.
Thanks, Brad.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.